From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A good friend of former CIA Director David Petraeus says the retired general is devastated. Retired Army Colonel Steve Boylan said on ABC's Good Morning America, the revelation of the Petraeus affair with a female biographer has been punishing for Petraeus and his family. The former CIA director's wife, Holly, says Boylan is not exactly pleased. On NBC's Today Show, meanwhile, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich observed,
it's a tragic end to what is really a great career, and I hope he and his family can get this together.
Meanwhile, officials say that despite the fact that he's no longer at the helm of the CIA, there is still a chance that Petraeus will be called to testify before Congress about the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says gasoline rationing in 12 counties will end early tomorrow. He says supplies are back, long lines at gas stations are gone, but in Long Island, New York, tens of thousands are still without power and many are homeless. Long Beach resident Amy Citron Dubo lost her home. She says FEMA has given her family housing money, but it's not enough.
We've gotten rent money for 2 months because there's no place to live. Everybody's been displaced, so there's no hotels anywhere around. There's no apartments or houses, or very few and far between, to rent.
The storm has left 67,000 customers of the Long Island Power Authority in the dark. There's turmoil in the upper echelons of the BBC. Larry Miller reports two senior executives there are out of the picture, pending a review.
BBC News Director Helen Bowden and her deputy, Stephen Mitchell, were asked to step aside during an internal investigation into how the broadcaster handled claims of sex abuse relating to the late TV star Jimmy Savile. Bowden and Mitchell were in place when the BBC spiked an investigation into Savile, who it's alleged abused hundreds of underage teens during his decades at the BBC. Lawmaker Philip Davies.
The news department's in a crisis, as the whole of the BBC is. They really need to get their act together quickly.
There's also criticism of the $700,000 payoff to George Entwistle, who resigned after just 54 days as the BBC's director general. The prime minister says that's hard to justify. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Most of Venice has been swamped by heavy rain and high seas. The Lagoon City's high tide mark hit its sixth highest level over the past 150 years of record keeping. The same storm that swept Venice has also wreaked havoc in Tuscany, where hundreds have had to leave their homes. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 14 points, the NASDAQ up one. This is NPR. The investigation continues into a house explosion in Indianapolis this weekend that left two people dead and dozens of homes uninhabitable. Several may have to be demolished. Authorities have been working with utility companies in the search for answers. Fire officials have not yet determined a cause. West African efforts are building in the battle against Al-Qaeda-linked Islamist hardliners with a special focus on the north of Mali. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports diplomacy and dialogue are still being pursued, but regional leaders have not ruled out military intervention in a bid to end the partition.
The West African bloc ECOWAS says it must dismantle by force, if necessary, transnational, criminal and terrorist networks that have occupied northern Mali since a coup in March. Tens of thousands of people have fled the region. Jihadists have imposed strict Islamic law and destroyed sacred tombs in historic cities, including Timbuktu. Talks continue with some rebel representatives, but plans for a possible military deployment to northern Mali are taking shape. West African leaders have until the end of the month to present a credible strategy to the UN Security Council about ending the dual crises in Mali. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Officials have now called the results in a House race in a new congressional district in the Phoenix area. Arizona voters have chosen Democrat Kyrsten Sinema over Republican rival Vernon Parker. Sinema becomes the first openly bisexual member of Congress. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.